first marriages require a lot of love and patience and understanding and care and concern. Second marriages require all of those things on steroids. Everything that makes a first marriage work, you have to do and then do it on steroids to make a second marriage work.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach and your advocate for the family. Today is part two of Dr. Randy's five-part teaching entitled Intentional Living for Blended Families. Now, from the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
Hey, Kurt, thank you for that nice setup and tee up for today's program. Very positive about sharing this series on blended families. When I'm out in conferences and we ask for hands to go up indicating blended families, a growing percentage of hands go up. And at the same time, when I talk to you all as blended families, I hear those stories of God has been so gracious, everything has been beautiful and wonderful. And then I also hear God is gracious and wonderful, but it's been pretty difficult, and we struggle. And for all blended families, you know that it is an important, powerful, high-stake relationship. And that's the series we're in during this month of May, talking about single parenting, blended families during this series, and then on in-laws and adult children, to help us see that there are principles that we can apply to our life, to our relationships, that will work in all of these high-stake relationships. And I call them a high-stake relationship because if you blow it, the consequences can be very significant. You know that. And so we're here to help you be intentional. We believe intentional living is the way to make these high-stake relationships work. I'm going to take you over to the teaching studio in just a moment, and we're going to pick up where we left off. I'm going to talk about some of the characteristics of first marriages and then the second marriages. And you hear me talk about in the second marriage, you got to do the same things you should have done or could have done in the first marriage or should have been done in the first marriage, but it's got to be on steroids. You got to really be intentional. So we'll get to that in a moment. If you have a comment you want to share on all this, share it with us, 888-888-1717, and press number 2. All right, let's get over to the teaching studio and begin. So, first marriages, those of us like Don and I have been in first marriage, been married 40 plus years. To have a good first marriage work, you have to be adults, right? You have to be an adult willing to serve one another. But here's a reality. In a second marriage, in a blended family, you have to be a mature adult and you have to be willing to sacrifice. There's a whole other level that's going on in blended families because of all these things that we're talking about, and you can kind of see it in the word picture. I'm not sure blending is the best picture, but it is sort of a word picture of what can happen. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get this out of the way. Tom, if you want to come, I'm not sure you want to sit and look at that for the next 10 minutes. You know, and thank you, Tom. In first marriage, and you can have that if you'd like. That's, let me know how that works. It might be a new formula. But first marriages require a lot of love and patience and understanding and care and concern. Second marriages require all of those things on steroids. Everything that makes a first marriage work, you have to do and then do it on steroids to make a second marriage work, because of the complexity of this high-stake relationship. Now, some of the questions that I hear on intentional living or when I'm out doing a conference, these are the kinds of questions that people in blended families ask. You know, we got married. We thought we'd be able to work through some things. We talked about it before we get married. But now that we're married, I find that we don't agree on how to parent the kids. We're not on the same page. He thinks I'm being too lax, or I'm not following through, and she feels that I'm being too harsh or too punitive, and of course, you're not treating my children like you're treating your children, and that fairness issue becomes a huge problem in blended families. Here's another question. My ex-spouse is confusing our kids. You know, they're with us, and then they go and spend the weekend with the ex, and their values in that family are totally different than ours, and that's creating tension, and they come back, and they've been exposed to things there that we don't let them be exposed to in our home, and that creates a lot of confusion. Or my spouse is jealous of my relationship with my kids. You know, that can happen. You know, I'm getting married to you, and now your kids are supposed to be second. And the reality is, especially for moms, those kids are still first, right? Those kids are your kids. They're your babies. And this new guy that you're marrying, if he's not supportive of you with those kids and there's a competition, the marriage suffers more so in a second marriage than in a first marriage. Favoritism. Boy, that's a big issue. We hear a lot of questions. You know, my kids and your kids, and how come your kids are treated this way and my kids are treated differently? Here's another question. You won't let me help my grown children. You know, the children are grown and she wants to help them with finances or work with them, and the new marriage and the husband saying, no way, you know, we don't have money for that. Or, you know, they're growing up now and there's not a sense of helping them grow up, and it becomes an issue. And this is a big one. I hear from women a lot. You know, when we were dating, he was really interested in spiritual things. You know, he'd go to church and he was interested in the Bible study, and he went to premarital counseling, and I thought he was a Christian, or I thought he was interested in the things I was interested in, and then later he's disinterested in the church. And there's a lot of that bait and switch kind of thing that can happen in any marriage, but certainly in second marriages that can become very problematic. Now, in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about some specific things for blended families. For those on the staff who are not a blended family, maybe you're single or in your first marriage, this will be helpful as we continue our ministry. And for those of you who are blended, who are viewing this or part of our support family, I've got some really practical things that will be helpful for you, because I believe that when we talk about intentional living, the only way to be successful in a blended family is to be intentional. There is no other way. If you choose to be haphazard or unintentional or good intentioned, you're going to lose. The only way a blended family or second marriage is going to work is to be intentional. So let me just come back to what intentional living is. What is this thing that we teach? And then what's the biblical basis for it? Again, we look at the word intention of intentional living. And the etymology, which is the study of words, their history of words, where words come from, the word intention means to literally to turn your attention towards something. And then to literally, it says, stretch out for it. Isn't that interesting? So intentional living is not just a mindset, but it's actually turning at something that's important to you and start the process to stretch for it. And of course, we know what Paul says. You talk about an example of this. Look at what Paul says in Philippians 3, 13 and 14. As he's talking about all of these things in his life and his past and the things he's accomplished and the challenges he has. And then he says, but brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. We all know this, right? But one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and stretching or reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul is saying, in essence, I choose to be intentional for the cross. I choose to be intentional for the prize. See?
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. Dr. Randy resumes the next part of his teaching in just a moment. Today is just part of a larger study, which is part of his series on high-stake relationships. Find out more about the entire series and how to become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-1717 and press number 4.
Have you ever wondered, if God is real, why has he let me go through so much pain?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
In counseling, when somebody starts to really understand what's happened to them, many times it brings up the dark parts of that story. And you ask, where was God when I was going through that? The bad things that happen to you can distort your view of who you really are. When you let God reintroduce you to your real self, you are healing. God created you as a beautiful and special child of His. He has kept that shining core of you safe in the middle of all the mess. It doesn't matter what happened to you. God is still able to find you and bring you back to yourself. Just ask. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jens.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Daddy, what's your one thing?
I saw the wristband that you're wearing.
What is that?
Oh, that? That reminds me to concentrate on just one thing at a time to help me be better at being your dad.
Really? I don't think it works.
Well, why?
Because you're already the best dad in the world.
Living an intentional life is simpler than you think. Begin moving toward change one daily intentional step at a time. Find out how when you order Dr. Randy Carlson's The Power of One Thing from theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, life is filled with all sorts of high-stake relationships. Single parents, in-laws, blended families, and adult children. These are all the teachings that Dr. Randy has put into his high-stake relationship series. And it can be yours when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
So intentional living is made up of two parts. The first part is intention. And you're going to see in a moment, we teach this freedom process that says, F-R-E-E, focus on intention. What is God's intention? See? If we get clear in our head what God's intention is, then we can do the living part. So intention and then living. And what is living? Living is, from an intentional living definition, it's turning a handful of godly actions into habits. The kind of habits that will result in the outcome that will glorify Christ. That's what we're talking about with blended families today as we get into this. We got to know what God's intentions are. And then we have to turn those intentions into repetitive actions into habits in our lives. There is no way a blended family is going to survive if you don't have the right habits. Period. Not going to work. And if it's not built on the right intention, which is, you know, a biblical view for the Christian, it's going to be a problem. So intentional living is really a two-part process. The intentions is an inside job. This is what happens inside of us as we get an understanding, as we research Scripture and we pray and we really seek God's intention. It's what happens inside of us. Intentional living is an inside job that moves outside. It begins inside by understanding God's intention, and then the living part, the habits and the actions, are the overflow of what started on the inside. So intentional living is not just a list of do these 10 things and you're going to be wonderful, or do these 4 things and it's going to be great. Intentional living, the living part will be boring and frustrating, and you'll procrastinate and you'll give up on it if it's not driven by the deep purpose of what God's intentions. This is why I think even when we look at issues like finance, if we really know what God's view is of our money, that's going to help us in how we actually have habits with our money, right? If we have a view of what God's intention is for marriage, it's going to help us to have the right kind of habits in our marriage. And for a blended family, this is particularly important. And so when we look at the process of intentional living, again, we focus, remember what we've talked about, focus on intention. That's for the letter F. For R, we repeat actions into habits. And for the letter E, in free, the freedom process, we're going to talk about this because this is really a critical point if we want to be successful in intentional living. Focusing on intention, repeating habits into action, and then eliminating clutter. And with blended families, we're going to talk a little bit about the clutter that you have with ex-spouses, the clutter you have with emotions, a clutter you have with anger and guilt. Boy, blended families are filled with guilt. Huge, big guilt factory. When it comes to, you know, my kids are angry and I need to make up for them because I blew it and so on. eliminate. And then for the last E is to enjoy and celebrate God's goodness. And we're going to go through that process as we think of living intentionally. Now, let's get intentional about blended families, okay? Let's talk about blended families specifically. So if we're looking on God's intention for blended family, what is it? Let me read a scripture that I think really summarizes what God's intention is for all of us, and certainly for blended families. And it comes from John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. These are the words of Christ. They're red letter in your Bible, right? This is Christ shortly before he goes to the cross. And he's talking to his disciples. He's spent 3.5 years with them now, teaching, instructing, challenging, and now he's ready to give them what he calls a new commandment. And he says in John 13, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another." That's pretty profound. Think about it. "As I have loved you, that you also love one another." And then he said, "By this will all know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." What Jesus, he says two really profound things here in my view. One is the world will judge us on the reality of our relationship with Christ based on the kind of love that we have one for another. And we can fake it in a place like this when we're working together for a few hours and go home. But you ain't going to fake it day in and day out, 24 hours a day in a blended family with kids driving you nuts because they're disrespectful and an ex-spouse driving you up the wall because you don't know how to meet whatever needs they have. And you can't fake love in a setting like that. It either is there or it ain't there, see, right? And what Jesus is saying is, guys and ladies, if you're going to be a follower of me, you're going to be a follower of Christ, the world's going to judge you based on the kind of love you have one for another. The second thing that he says here that's really profound, he says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you."
We're going to pick up from there and continue on this series of high-stake relationships for blended families from our Intentional Living Center with great passion in our heart to help you be successful. We measure our success in life by your success at what matters most. And right now, I'm extending an invitation for you to pray about becoming a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center. I thank those of you who are already supporting us, but right now, when you become a new monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, we're going to send to you my DVD series on high-stake relationships, four high-stake relationships, in fact, through this whole series, single parents, blended families, we're in that right now, then in-laws, and then your adult children. And this approximately three hours of teaching on DVD is our gift to you when you become a monthly member right now. And then every month, you'll receive more of my coaching CDs to help you live an intentional life in Christ. We're here to encourage you, to help you, to equip you, to stand with you, to cheerlead for you in the process. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's our website, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. Right now, call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, if that's when you're listening, and press number 4. Thank you. God bless you for your support. All right, Melissa, you've been waiting there a while on the phone. Appreciate it. Melissa, are you still there?
I'm here.
Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Go right ahead.
I'm just really needing some suggestions. I have been married for a year. He has three children, and I have three children. All of them are teenagers except for one of them.
Who wow.
He'll be a teenager in February. So
you'd have six teenagers.
Yes, we are. The 19-year-old, he'll be 20 by the time the 12-year-old turns 13. But anyway, right now, my three children live with me, and then they go stay with their dad. You know, they're kind of back and forth, but mostly they had been with me the majority of the time. And his 19-year-old son, when we got married, decided that, you know, he just didn't want anything to do with our, you know, marriage or living here or anything like that. So he basically went and lived with one of his aunts. Anyway, he has twin girls who are 15, and they go back and forth. One week they're with us, the next week they're with their mom. And they just recently announced to my husband that they no longer want to live here. They want to be with their mom, you know, completely, totally, all the time. And I guess what I'm calling about today is, you know, my husband's heart is broken. I mean, he's really, really very sad about, you know, the fact that he doesn't have his children here and, you know, mine are here. I need to know what you would suggest as far as, you know, things that I can do to, you know, to bring them in, to, I mean, you know, inviting them to dinner or, you know, what are some suggestions you have?
Well, a couple things, Melissa. One is, I'm assuming before you guys got married a year ago, you knew the 19-year-old wasn't happy.
Right.
And you probably assumed the 15-year-olds weren't happy.
We didn't assume that. I've always loved them very, all of them.
So what's the problem?
The problem now, I think, is that they, you know, they're teenagers and
right.
going back and forth week to week.
Right.
I think it was hard on them, and I can understand that.
Right.
You know, they always told me they loved me. I told them I loved them, and I mean, it was genuine. I felt it was.
Well, I think the key, Melissa, I'm about out of time. I want to mention just a couple things. One is you can't fix the problem. Just be a good stepmom. Support your husband, pray for these girls, leave the door wide open for them as much as you can. This is a marital issue. As long as you're being a good person in relation to these kids, the best you can, there's nothing more you can do. But I think you need to sit down and just say, honey, I am so sorry. But don't operate out of guilt like you did something wrong. You both got into this marriage knowing that it wasn't easy. It's part of the price sometimes couples pay when you got a kid to say, well, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to be with mom. I would sit down with your husband, acknowledge his pain, his hurt, and say, honey, tell me, what can we do? What can I do to support you through this difficult time?
Figure out what will please Christ and then do it. That's our theme verse from Ephesians 5:10. So let's say you need to figure out what to do with the relationship that's going south. An important high-stake relationship, like as a single parent or maybe in a blended family. Right now, when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, we'll send you Dr. Randy's DVD series on high-stake relationships, which includes a teaching for single parents and another for blended families, plus two other high-stake teachings on adult children and in-law relationships, all on two DVDs. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Join today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4.
Thank you for doing that. Let me just add to what she was sharing with you that when you do that right now, by becoming that monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, we take my teachings and we have them video recorded, and we have this entire series of high-stake relationships on DVD. Right now we're talking about blended families during this week, but we've talked about single parents. We're going to be talking about in-law relationships and the high-stake relationship of adult children, all of that on DVD. It's about 3 hours, and as she mentioned, you can join right now, and we'll make sure that you receive this and then ongoing teaching every month. Again, that number is 888-888-1717. That comes right into our center here, right? So you can talk to me or leave a message or press number 4 during West Coast business hours, and that'll take you to our staff and you can talk to them. Or it's just as easy to go online to theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, theintentionallife.com. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we got some great things to encourage you in your journey.
to Family Life Radio every day, and my stepmother just died, and I have regrets because we had gotten into an argument, and I told her that she was not my mother, and I never had a chance to make amends to her, and she died last night at 9:40. So what I have done is called hospice, and I've written a letter to her. She brought my father to Christianity, and my father has been baptized, and my father and I used to fight all the time, and now because of God, through Jan, my stepmother, my father and I have a good relationship. We talk about the Bible and Jesus Christ all the time, and I wrote the letter to let her know that and to apologize to her, make amends to her for yelling at her like that because it was wrong. We're going to read the letter and let it go, and I know that she's in Jesus' sweet arms today, and I love her very, very much. Thank you.
Boy, you have to pause for a moment after hearing that and reflect. First of all, for you, I'm so sorry that you didn't have an opportunity to have that final discussion and talk and sharing and forgiveness. But I tell people over the years, I've traveled and talked to so many people who've carried regrets. Can I encourage you? Maybe this is the moment to get that taken care of. I'm thinking of the words of Christ where we read about if you're ready to give your offering at the front of the church and you know that you have someone has ought against you or a problem with you, go and make it right before you bring your gift. The message is that life is short. And as Christians, I think it's even beyond that. God wants us to make things right. He doesn't want our worship without our reconciliation at a human level, to the extent, as he says elsewhere, to the extent is all possible, to be at peace with all men. So I think the message there is a good one. If you're thinking today, you're kind of convicted, thinking, hey, there's someone I need to make right with, a mom, a dad, a sibling, maybe today's the day to do it. That is intentional living, for sure. We're going to continue this series on blended families, one of the high-stake relationships, tomorrow. I think it'll be encouraging for you. I hope this series is. And as we mentioned earlier, this entire series, all of the topics on high-stake relationships, on single parenting, this series on blended families, upcoming on in-laws and adult children, all on a DVD series, I think about 3 hours worth. And we're sending it out as a very special offer right now when people become monthly members of the Intentional Living Center with your best monthly gift, whatever God lays on your heart today. Go to theintentionallife.com. I'm going to challenge you for $40 a month, or whatever God lays on your heart. 888-888-1717 and press number 4. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.